Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 1.2% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bond yields are a bit higher with the U.S. 10-year yield up around 1 basis point near 1.45%. The dollar is softer versus the euro and sterling up against the Japanese yen. Oil is higher, gold also up. Bitcoin futures back above the $50,000 level. Global markets continue to build on Monday's better sentiment, which came amid reduced concerns over the Omicron variant, with early data suggesting milder, less severe illness. Central banks also in focus globally as markets look through expectations of tighter Fed policy. In APAC, the PBOC cut the reserve ratio requirement by 50 basis points post-close on Monday. Tuesday saw no major surprises from the Reserve Bank of Australia, which left policy settings unchanged and confirmed it will review taper in February. In Europe, the Financial Times reports growing consensus at the ECB is that there is little extra benefit from increasing monthly QE. On the macro data front overnight, China export growth slowed but came in better than forecast, and import growth unexpectedly accelerated. In Japan, household spending continues to recover. German industrial production saw a decent rebound in October, beating consensus. In the UK, industry data showed a big jump in Black Friday sales. Eurozone final GDP and German ZEW are also due, but post this recording. On the US macro calendar this morning, the revised Q3 productivity number, revised Q3 unit labor costs, October trade balance, and October consumer credit. In corporate news overnight, with the full support of Intel's board of directors, Intel today announced its intention to take Mobileye public in the U.S. in mid-2022 via an IPO. In Korea, Samsung Electronics announced multiple management changes, including appointing two new co-CEOs and a CFO. Bloomberg reported the changes were overseen by Samsung heir Jay Lee. And on the earnings front today, AutoZone is set to post results before the open. Dave & Buster's and Toll Brothers among the names due to report post-close. Back to global markets, Asian equities finished mostly higher on Tuesday. Japan closed near intraday highs. The Hang Seng was the strongest performer, driven mainly by a rebound in tech and IT. Australia and South Korea also finished higher, while mainland China was mixed. China's property developers remain in focus. Reports indicate Evergrande and Caixa continue to pursue debt restructuring. This as Evergrande nears the end of a 30-day grace period for a missed repayment. And in COVID news, according to Kyoto, Prime Minister Kishida told Parliament the country should, quote, prepare for the worst in dealing with the Omicron variant, while still moving swiftly to get the economy back on track. This comes with reports Japan confirmed its first case of a Japanese national infected with the Omicron variant. And in Europe, equity markets have opened higher with most major indices up over 1% in early trade. An article in the Financial Times discussed the ECB's upcoming policy decision and cited unnamed officials who cast doubt over the likelihood of a long-term QE commitment. The article highlighted the Omicron variant as fueling worries of further price rises. Also in the region, Eurozone finance ministers are set to remain upbeat on growth prospects, with Reuters citing a statement as saying the euro area economy is recovering from recession faster than expected, while also acknowledging elevated uncertainty. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.